Would you count to 20 and let's see if the tape is picking up your voice?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, one of the things, we've talked about the kitchen and about different things in your house where you lived before, but I didn't ask you anything about the cooking utensils or what you ate them. What did you...
We cooked on the iron pot.
Was that a big...
Set it on the fireplace a lot.
Did you have, is there a lot of difference between the kind of food that that you still prepare? I mean, has the food that you prepare changed a lot from when you were a little girl?
Yes.
The vegetables that you ate were the same, I guess.
Yes.
What did your family eat in the wintertime when the crops weren't fresh?
A lot of mush, cornmeal mush.
What's that, and how do you do that?
Well, you know what cornmeal is, don't
you?
Well, we'd stir it in a pot of hot water and eat it with sweet milk.
Did you use seasonings like salt?
Yes, salt. Sometimes put a little butter in it. But
did you eat it like in the same consistency of grits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is grits?
Just about the same.
Okay, did you use your own corn?
Oh, yes.
Did you take it somewhere to be prepared or what? Or
yes, we had cornmeal mills all about.
Okay, so you take your corn to them and they grind it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about meat then in the wintertime?
Well, we had our hog and chickens.
You what do you call it when you kill the chickens? Slaughter, is that what it is?
I think.
Was that some bigger animals that you slaughter? My mother and my aunt, I've heard talking about remembering their mother killing the chickens. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Wring the neck.
Yeah.
Catch them by the head and wring the neck.
Yes. Actually, my mother's sister is, I think she's about 82, and she's very, she enjoys talking about growing up and remembers the farm with a lot of pleasure and talks about it a lot. But I remember talking about my grandmother swinging the chicken around to kill it, and then plucking the chicken. That's a big job, isn't it?
Yes.
We would think that was would take.
And we'd save those feathers and make pillows out of them,
too. Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So that during the winter, then you had mentioned a smokehouse,
mm-hmm.
So that you had ham.
Yes.
How long does it have to be cured?
Two or three months, I think.
So that you would slaughter a hog every 2 or 3 months or something like that?
Well.
Or did you just not have it all the time?
We just, once a year, I think.
Oh, really? And they'd do several?
And they'd, yes, store it in meat box with salt on it, salt it down, keep it for all year.
Did you have to do that in cool weather? Or could you?
Yes, we had to kill them in cool weather. Wanted it to be real cold when we'd kill them.
So that then they would cure and then it would keep during the
uh-huh.
summer. How about, what is a smokehouse? What is it? What do you do?
Well, we usually had a dirt floor, just walls and the roof over it.
Did they actually smoke, use some,
We never did, but a lot of people like the smoke, but we just didn't care for the smoke.
When the ham is cured like that, or did you call it ham? Is it called ham?
Yeah.
Okay,
ham, Midlands, shoulders.
And did he
sold them all down and keep them all year.
So you had the different parts of the hog were used for different things?
Yeah, we used the ham and shoulders to fry and side meat to boil it in there with the vegetables.
Okay, that was the fat part of it.
Mm-hmm.
How about, did they cut sliced bacon?